Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 71. Patrick here, CJE, that's Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a podcast designed for the criminal justice professional where we talk about criminal justice issues, but we also talk about other issues such as leadership, mental wellness, health, all kinds of different topics that we can tie back in to the criminal justice field. Thank you once again for pushing it out to family and friends. If you head over to cjevolution.net, you can check out all the podcasts on my website. You know, we had a great podcast a few days ago with Jason Troy. He's a connection expert. If you didn't listen to the podcast, go over to cjevolution.net, listen to it, share it with your family and friends. Everything starts with connections, folks. I hope you know that. We need those connections, more importantly, those positive connections in our life. Everything we do, especially in criminal justice, starts with making those good, positive connections. Community policing, all the good things in our profession. I am currently at the National Character and Leadership Symposium at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. For those of you who don't know where that is, that's about an hour south of Denver. And I'm having such a fantastic time. It's a two-day event. Today was the first day, and then tomorrow is the last day. And top leaders from all over the country, a lot of them military leaders, but some civilians. And I love this stuff. I eat this stuff up because I can never get too much education. And these people are top-notch. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about one of the themes or the central theme of this symposium, and that is the warrior ethos, developing that ethos. What is an ethos to begin with? These are characteristics that revolve around spirit of a culture or era or a community as manifested in its beliefs and aspirations. Now, when we talk about the warrior ethos, this can apply directly to criminal justice. It can apply directly to law enforcement. I'm not talking about going over, we all have this image of a warrior in our head, okay? I'm not talking about the running and gunning warrior. I'm talking about, in a broader sense, it's a way of life that applies in our personal and our professional lives. It makes us better people, better police officers, better criminal justice professionals, in general, better husbands, better wives, better sons and daughters, better brothers and better sisters. I'm going to talk about four things really quick. Number one, I will always place the mission first. I know it has a military tone behind it, but think about every day you go to work, you put on that uniform no matter what you're doing. What is your mission? Is it go out there? Well, first and foremost, it should be coming home to your wife and your family or your husband and your family and coming home and doing a great tour of duty and ending that watch safely. But what is your mission? What else is your mission? You're always going to place that mission first. It ties directly in whatever you're doing in your life, folks. Number two, I will never accept defeat. We are in a position, folks, especially us that wear some type of uniform, that we can't accept defeat. We have to keep going. We have to find a way to win. Now, I'm not talking about knowing when you're wrong or you have to be humble, right? And it's okay to accept that you're wrong sometimes, but don't accept that defeat when you're so close to achieving your goals. Number three, I will never quit. We are not in a position to quit, folks, because so many people depend on us, our fellow officers, our department, the public, whatever you're doing in your criminal justice career. And the last one is I will never leave a fallen comrade. This is military related, but it applies directly to whatever you are doing in the criminal justice field. These are sets of principles by which every soldier lives by. It should be, every person should live by these. It's not just applicable to the military. It's applicable to whatever you are doing in your life. So with that, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this. Many, many more great guests coming up in their near future. If you head over to cjevolution.net, again, you can find all my podcasts there. All my podcast. Big shout out to my tech guy, Luke. who is handling the website, and he's posting all that stuff. Thank you for what you do, Luke. I couldn't do it without you, buddy. A lot more good guests to come, folks. Please rate and review my podcast on iTunes. I sure would appreciate it. Hope everybody has a great rest of your week, great beginning to your weekend, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.